this is probably the biggest test for you guys. Would you agree?
Yeah, you know, we've had some great tests this year, but I mean, this is, you know, as the year starts to move along, you know, past the midpoint, and you know, when you're on top of the division playing the other team that's tied with you, these are big time games, and we're playing a team we have a lot of respect for. We've had great matchups in the past, and they're playing at a very high level.
Why have you been so successful against LT in the past year, do you think?
You know, I don't know. I know we always put a concerted effort into stopping the run, regardless of who we're playing. And so I think when you do that, when you're a gap sound team, which we pride ourselves on being, and then, you know, it's one thing to be in the gap when you got a guy like LT, but then you got to make plays, and we've had guys who have made plays. I think one thing that maybe they've changed a little bit in this year is that there's no taking LT out of a game now. I mean, they aren't going to stop feeding him in pass. Sometimes if you got away early, now they've got him in the receiving game. He's their leading receiver, and they're going to feed him 25, 30 times, and we can expect that. So where in the past maybe we had to stop him for half and then they'd go elsewhere, we got to expect to be able to stop him or contain him for an entire game.
Talk to some of the other guys. How do you bring him down? What's the easiest way, if there is an easy way?
Yeah, you know, it's like all great backs. You got to go. You got to trust your teammates, and you know, you can't play passively, you know, which sometimes is what those guys make you want to do, but you just got to go after them and look at it as a challenge, have fun with it. And tremendous player, but you know, we have had some success, which gives us confidence, but we understand that anytime you're on the field with a player like that, who's if not the best player, one of the best players in the league, you got to be ready.
With their running game, are they an even bigger challenge than Indy?
You know, I don't know. They present different challenges, but, you know, I think what San Diego has going for them is, you know, you talk about LT, but then you got Gates, and then you got a quarterback who's playing probably as well as anyone, you know, probably minus Peyton in the league. And you know, you look at the receivers, veterans like Keenan McCardle, and so they're just, they've got a lot of weapons. They've got a great scheme. They give you different looks, and it's a great challenge. But I mean, these are great showdowns. It's number one scoring offense, number one scoring defense, and you know, that's why you play the game.
Marty always had a reputation for sticking to his own system. Are you surprised at that degree of flexibility this year?
Yeah.
Has he changed?
You know, early on it was looking like Marty ball. I think there was one game where they ran the ball, they threw the ball eight times, and I think he was kind of breaking his young quarterback in, and then they realized probably to win the big games they were going to have to let the kid go, and he's done a great job of probably earning Marty's respect. And I think when you got a quarterback that protects the ball, he only has three picks on the entire year, you know, that lends trust, and it looks more like Eric Coryell than Marty Ball.
Are you surprised at the extent of how he let it go?
No, because they've had glimpses of that in the last couple years, and I think he's got faith in these guys.
John, the team is multifaceted as this one on offense. Do you still dictate defensively what you're going to do, or is there a little bit of flex in the defensive game plan based on?
I think you always want to be the team dictating. I mean, that's you know, you have to certainly adjust to things they do, but you want to dictate. You know, I think you know, we've been doing a good job all year of just playing good sound football. Sometimes they're going to make some yards, but you keep the ball in front of you and live to see another down, and then generally someone on our team will make a play in there. And so I think we got to stick with what's made us successful this year, and you know, we're looking forward to doing that.
When Rivers came in there last year, what was different about him versus Drew Brees?
You know, I don't know what was different. You know, he came into a game in which we were throwing a lot of pressure. You know, we've kind of changed our scheme this year. But that game, we were having a lot of success coming after him. We were bringing the house in a rainy game, and so it was a tough situation. But I'll tell you what, even though we got after him a little bit, he came out extremely impressed. He made some throws that very few people in the league can make. And you know, you didn't know he'd go on to have this much success this early on, but you could see he was going to be something special.
And how has he grown just when you watch the tape? Does he look like a completely different quarterback?
Yeah, you know, but he looked pretty good that game. I think what's pretty incredible to me, watching TV games on the coach's copy, you can't really get a feel, but when you watch the TV games, you can see he's really a leader of that football team. And for a second, you know, whatever, he is, third-year guy, I guess, but first year really starting, that's impressive.
You've obviously got San Diego connections. Are people getting jacked back there about the return of that offense?
Yeah. They are very excited. You know, my dad says they're ready to send him to Miami right now. So, you know, but that's
the style,
you know, they that's fine. You know, I think their team's you know, fully aware that we got a long way to go. But this is a huge game for both of us.
Did you? You grew up watching
Corey. Yeah, I used to go. Season ticket holder, went to every game. And it was, you know, I think what this team has, they got a great defense too. You know, back then it was Eric Corey, whoever had the ball last typically won. But it was awful fun football to watch growing up.